Half an hour later, once Luke's party was settled down at a new campfire of its own, Camina led Luke and Ben across the campgrounds to a dark patch of ground near a strand of trees.
"Nice place for an ambush," Ben told her.
Luke gave his son an admonishing look, but Camina merely smiled.
"I only plan one ambush a day, and today's was not so successful."
With the mood eased, Ben changed the subject.
"I know this is your family business, but it also relates to what my father and I are doing here, so I was sort of hoping to ask a question."
Camina's expression went from amused to neutral, unreadable.
"Go ahead."
"Why has your sister taken such a strong interest in the Sith girl? She's known her for, what, a day or two? And is already considering adopting her?"
Camina did not answer immediately. Clearly, she was considering her answer, deliberating how much to tell, how much to withhold.
"A few months ago, Oleana's only child, Cesara, she was 8, died of a fever. When Vestara stumbled out of the forest, helpless, nearly in a state of collapse, into the midst of Oleana's hunting party, and all but fell into Oleana's arms, something about her plight touched my sister's heart. It is as simple as that."
Luke exchanged a look with his son. Ben's thoughts were so easy to read at this moment, no skill in the Force was called for. What an interesting coincidence that Vestara should first find the clan member who might be most sympathetic to her situation. But was that a matter of luck or foreknowledge? From ahead, they could hear conversation. Just the rise and fall of speech, two female voices, resolving within moments into comprehensible words. The first voice was recognizable as Oleana's.
"Not have to speak with them."
The second voice was lighter, younger.
"I want to."
"You were running from them before."
"I was alone before. Now I am among family."
The voices stopped. Luke knew that neither he, Ben, nor Camina had made noise on their approach. But Oleana and the Sith girl probably had very acute senses. And Luke could see them now. Oleana's outline with her distinctive hair illuminated by moonlight. A slighter, leaner silhouette standing beside her. As they came within a couple of meters of the two women, Luke got a clear look at the girl, without environment suits or attempted murder getting in the way. She was a teenager, about Ben's age or a trifle younger. Slender, with long, straight hair that looked as though, out of the moonlight, it would be a light brown. Her eyes were dark. There was no fear or apprehension on her face. In fact, she seemed to be wearing a half-smile, until Luke realized that the expression was an illusion, caused by the small scar at the corner of her mouth. Luke gave Oleana a courteous nod.
"Could we have some time alone with this young woman?"
"No."
Luke restrained a sigh. "Very well." He gestured toward the ground.
"Shall we sit?"
Camina did, followed by Luke and Oleana. The teenagers were last to take their seats.